But, you know, I think it's time to finish the job here. I think it's time for us to...
This motherfucker was a plant, Joe Biden. He was put into power illegally. He was then utilized to be the figurehead that was perceived to be incompetent to destroy our country. If you look at what he's done and you look at the damage that he's created, this man was put in power to do that damage. And then for all of us who say, oh, look, he's so dumb, he doesn't know what he's doing. There's nothing dumb about what these people are doing. The dumb mother. Is Joe Biden. Had they had a competent leader in there, let's say they had a Barack Obama, they would look at that guy and they would say, dude, that guy's a fucking traitor. So they needed someone who looked incompetent to do what they've done. And that's another reason why they're pushing Kamala now, because the job isn't done, which coincidentally is their slogan. Let's finish the job.
Our economic plan is working. We now have to finish the job, but there's more to do.
Biden was stole the election 2020.
We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
We went from an under 50% of the population saying they were concerned about cheating in 2020 to now our biggest number, 66% of people are now at least somewhat concerned that cheating will affect the outcome of the 2024 election.
This dude got his freaking work permit and Social Security card, came here illegally, got documented, got on the buses from Texas to Chicago,
and now, within 4 months, this guy's got his Social Security card. He's got his worker's identification card for working. He's got a driver's license. He's got insurance. He just bought a car, all in 4 months. And it has an efficiency apartment that he pays $500 a month for.
Pennsylvania was registering non-citizens for 20 years, and they admit it. This is not subject to debate.
And so then, sticking with the topic of non-citizen voting, isn't it true that this November, non-citizens that reside in D.C. for simply 30 days can vote in D.C. municipal elections?
That's correct.
And D.C. also mails every registered voter a ballot, correct?
Correct.
And so you're telling me that in Washington, D.C., if there is even a small clerical mistake, non-citizens could be mailed a ballot with federal races on them?
That's correct.
We found several other things using open source data. There is a gentleman named Eric Lutzen, and he has matched up a list. He started looking at voters above the age of 80 that were registered for voting and did vote on in Michigan. And 17,327 Michigan voters also had a corresponding obituary.
They were on the voter rolls with the birth date of 1850. There were 232 people registered to vote with an address to our local prisons. There were 4,144 people that were 90 years old and older. There were 125 people registered to vote or on the voter rolls that were registered to, or their address comes back to, nonprofit NGOs and different businesses. There were 300 people, approximately 300 people with no first name, just the last name. There were about 110 people that were possible double voters, basically the same name, date of birth, address, but two different voter ID numbers. People were registered to vote at various shelters and all that. And we even found one person on the voter rolls by the name of Jesus Christ.
And now they're finishing up organizing that, and they will move into high gear with all the things they believe will destabilize things, create enough fear to keep them in power. So they're going to strengthen the powers of the executive if they get their puppet in, but they are also preparing to strip powers and strip powers from the Supreme Court by packing the court and adding a whole bunch of new members that they control. So they've got all these things pre-programmed, ready.
Yeah, well, I think we've got all the Democrats who are ready for meaningful ethics reform to bind the Supreme Court. And we're working on changes to the Supreme Court. It can be term limits. It could be adding the number of justices, things we can do without having to have a constitutional amendment. Here is a man who's been a transformative president. He's got an enormous amount done, and yet he has stepped away, and he has passed the torch.
And when they're ready to deliver the Please pray for InfoWars. Please pray for the crew. And I'm so thankful to the crew. They're doing such a great job. I'm so thankful to Owen and to Chase and to all the rest of the crew and Rob Duver here with me right now. We were one family together, black, white, old, young, you name it, in the fight for liberty against the New World Order. Thank you so much for your past support. And I humbly ask for your support now. If you go to InfoWarsStore.com, where the big Save InfoWars sale is going with X2 and X3 and DNA Force Plus, Nitric Boost, and all these other incredible game-changing products. Also, the great line, a dozen products under InfoWars MD, private labeled from a top manufacturer in the country. They said, hey, we'll let you have our whole line, and then we'll ship it for you. We'll do it all. It's all drop ship. All our products are selling out. We're out of money. Like, but because of InfoWars MD, they have basically unlimited for us. So that now when you buy InfoWars MD, you're getting great, excellent, amazing products that are across the board for your supplement needs. And they then keep us on the air. InfoWars MD.
It's Tuesday, July 30th, in the year of our Lord, 2024. And you're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
I think it's time to blow this thing, get everybody in the stuff together. Okay.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The American Journal. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. Welcome to White Dudes for Trump. We're going to make a new group. Apparently, it's cool now. Apparently, that's what you're supposed to do. If you don't know what I'm talking about, we're going to start the show off today with just a little bit of humor, I guess you could say. Just having some fun at the expense of a bunch of out-of-touch lefty Hollywood weirdos who are having they're proud of being cucks, I guess. I'm trying to think of nice ways to say this, but there's not any. It's pathetic. There was some sort of mass Zoom meeting called White Dudes for Kamala Harris yesterday, and we're gonna take a look at it. We're gonna take a good long stare into the abyss this morning and just look at what a thoroughly demoralized and kind of frantic type of guy is going for Kamala Harris. Now, I don't even know if Kamala Harris is going to be the one. It seems impossible that she would be, but then again, maybe I'm overestimating or underestimating the Democrat populace's ability and willingness to be co-opted, deceived, and forced into a position that they don't want to be in. It's very strange that Kamala Harris is even in the running. She shouldn't be, by all accounts. She dropped out of the Democratic primary in 2020 before any votes had even been cast, if I'm not mistaken. Like, she was the first one to drop out because she was just so unpopular. Obviously, you can point to the irony of the fact that the Democratic Party and its constituents have not actually chosen their leader since 2008. And even then, you know, did they really choose Obama, or was he propped up by the same system that's propping these people up? But if you remember back in 2020, like obviously in 2012, it was Obama's reelection. And then in 2016, it was Bernie Sanders versus Hillary Clinton. They were sort of neck and neck. Bernie Sanders had a convention strategy that could have won the day, and they pulled out all the stops to completely shut down all the Bernie supporters and just steal it for Hillary right in front of everybody. You guys remember that? I will never forget it. I remember just being flabbergasted watching the DNC live and just seeing the way that they had sound machines to drown out the Bernie supporters. They had like people strategically placed around the convention hall to start these Hillary Clinton chants the minute the Bernie supporters started their chants. They rigged it in front of everybody and with the permission or at least participation of Bernie Sanders himself, because don't know who needs to be reminded of this, but if you are a socialist bootlicking adherent to a top-down ideology, that's what your ideology tells you to do, is roll over for the people in charge. So they didn't really get to pick Hillary Clinton. That was forced upon them. And then in 2020, Joe Biden was leading the pack when he wasn't even in the race, apparently, according to polls. But by the time the primaries got going, people like Pete Buttigieg had more delegates than he did. And a number of people had more delegates than Joe Biden did. And then they all dropped out in a perfectly coordinated fashion to all funnel their support towards Joe Biden. And if you remember, there was a leaked phone call of Pete, old Mayor Pete, Sneaky Pete, as we like to call him, dropping out and giving Biden a call saying, "I'm dropping out, but we'd like some consideration on where our delegates go, aka give me a position in the administration and I will surrender to you all of the political headway I've made." No pun intended. So they didn't really choose Joe Biden either. It was a coordinated dropout, funneling all the support to Joe Biden with all the rest of the Democratic Party apparatchiks dutifully dropping out in like sync. It was like a display of synchronized swimming. And now 2024, they basically rigged it in front of everybody. Now, I don't think this was their plan the entire time. It just happened to work out perfectly for them. It's just one of those things where I don't think they planned way back to say, okay, we're going to have Joe, but we're not going to do primaries because Joe Biden's going to be our guy, but then we're going to pull him out at the last minute and replace him with somebody. But that was always an eventuality, and clearly they were okay with that eventuality. So they didn't really hold primaries or whatever the Democrat version of that would be. It was Joe Biden from the beginning. And now that it's been revealed that we've all known that he's an incompetent old coot, they decided to simply swap him out with Kamala Harris and pretend like everybody's super excited about that. So I personally don't buy for a second that she's popular or doing well. I think the polls are completely rigged. That being said, in order to make the theft of the election convincing, all they have to do is make the appearance of Kamala's popularity convincing. And as we said at the beginning, it's impossible. There is no depth to which the Democratic citizenry will not sink. There's nobody that they could be offered up that they would balk at, that they would independently break away from. They could nominate Hillary Clinton. They could nominate Kamala Harris. They could nominate Satan himself, rising from hell. The Democrats would say, "Yeah, he's actually super fun. Actually, it's time we had a gay president." So they're just swallowing Kamala Harris and pretending like they're happy about it. I mean, pathetic doesn't even begin to describe it. Again, we'll show you the videos. And we'll go to some of those here in just a second. Before we do the Cucks for Kamala video, and again, I don't just want to just play this just to laugh at it, because there is just the sheer entertainment value of watching these Hollywood freaks. I mean, these out of touch weirdo boomers like to debase themselves for some Jamaican Indian woman. I mean, it's all just very bizarre and strange and funny, very funny. But there's also something like a lot deeper here, and there's a psychology at play that is very feminine. Let's just say that. It's very feminine. What's happening here? White dudes for Kamala. Charlie Kirk yesterday said, "Oh, does that mean we can have white dudes for Trump now?" It's like, you could always do that. What do you mean, can we? What do you mean? You have to ask permission? You have to ask permission from Kamala as to whether or not to have a group called White Dudes for Trump? There's this aspect of the modern shame culture. I don't know what you'd call it. I remember I was watching a YouTube video. And by the way, I don't know if y'all watch YouTube or, you know, at least 50%, more like 75%, and it really feels like 100% of the ads I'm getting on YouTube are Kamala Harris. At least, you know, one out of every two. But I mean, she's so she's hard to watch, so it feels like more. But they're dropping huge amounts of money to have Kamala Harris say, we can beat Trump again. We just need $1. With her $200 million war chest funneled, defrauded, fraudulently laundered through Act Blue. But I was watching this YouTube video, and these guys were there, mentioned some actor, and they're like, oh, hopefully he doesn't get canceled the week this comes out. Or just any talk about, oh, he was canceled. He was almost canceled. He let himself be canceled. Canceling, there's no authority. I think this is sort of the point that I'm trying to get to. There's no authority that decides these things. There is no council of the canceled that sits there and says, he is canceled and he is not. He was once canceled but has now returned and will be welcomed back into the fold. It's all up to you. It's all up to the people. What do you mean, I hope this guy isn't canceled? Because what that represents to me is this kind of cuck mentality that's like, oh, I really like this guy. Oh, but if other people say I can't, then I'm not allowed to. I hope that doesn't happen because I really like him. But if I'm told that I can't anymore, that would make me sad. It's just like you can just ignore these people. You can just ignore them. Because if you think about it, what would happen if there was a group called White Dudes for Trump? That was just a bunch of white guys getting on a Zoom call and talking about why they like Trump. There would be outrage. Oh, it would be white supremacy. Oh, it would be Nazis. It would be Nuremberg 2.0, right? The Nuremberg rally reborn on Zoom. Slightly less appealing aesthetics, if I'm being honest with you. There would be fury, certainly. But so what? They're mad about everything. Like, who cares what these people say or think or do? They have no authority. I don't know. It makes me mad when even like the insinuation. Oh, we can do this now? What? They could do it, apparently. They did it. Did we give them permission? I think it'd be great to have a White Dudes for Trump Zoom call. If nobody else, I'll organize it. We'll do it. Who should be in our White Dudes for Trump Zoom call? Obviously, everybody at InfoWars. I mean, you could get, if we could put this together, it could be the InfoWars White Dudes for Trump Zoom call. It'd be Tucker Carlson and Joe Rogan, Russell Brand, all the white dudes. And, you know, obviously now's the time to do it. Since they just did it, and it would be a nice little compare and contrast. We could go take a look at the white dudes for Kamala. Take a look at the white dudes from Trump. You tell me who you'd rather hang out with. And, you know, just everything about Hollywood is so sad at this point. It's all so pathetic and grasping and fake and weird. And it kind of sucks because, you know, these actors, some of them are pretty iconic. Some of them are in movies that we all love. But they're all losers. They're all completely pathetic, weak, sniveling little worms. It's very upsetting. It's a little bit upsetting that these people debase themselves like this. So we'll start off with one And there's so many aspects of this that are just strange. It's all just very strange. Sean Astin, I think that's his name, right? Yeah. He played Sam Gamgee in the greatest films of all time, the Lord of the Rings trilogy. And he was always kind of a liberal weirdo or whatever. Like, you know, whatever. We'll still be able to enjoy the greatest films of all time with him in them. But what it represents is this demasculization, this feminization of the culture in ways that don't even make sense, which I guess is an aspect of it. I guess things that are feminine, I mean, I guess the way of thinking is not always so tightly bound to logic and reality. Let's just go to the video. Clip number two here. Lord of the Rings actor Sean Astin says why he thinks it's so important that all of these millionaire cucks get together on Zoom to talk about Kamala Harris. Let's watch.
He was always coming back to be with his men's group. I think they had more than white men in that group. So, but the idea that men can gather to talk about how we feel. Interesting, powerful concept. And to include all, we said in our invitation, everyone is welcome. That's a really interesting phrase. Everyone is welcome. You might hear it in other places. I'm pretty sure you can feel that it's true here with this particular political party and this particular candidate.
Yes, it's very gay. Yeah, it's just all very, very gay. In fact, we can go to this. I just put a video in here just so we can get a shot of the whole. Yeah, there's the Kamala HQ. It's all very feminine, very, very gay, very gay. One thing that you can tell about these guys, how do I put this? Well, they're all very nervous. None of them are comfortable doing this. You can just tell, like without even listening to the audio, as I was scrolling through some of the threads of this, and you just see the body language, they're all just like... yeah, this is great. Ah, this is so wonderful. Like they're like twitching. It's and this guy's like trying to be funny, I guess. Guys can sit around and talk about their feelings. I know, crazy idea. I know, it's such a crazy idea that men have feelings. And it's like, look, you've clearly maybe this is the problem. Maybe this is the problem. Maybe these guys have been in Hollywood so long, they actually don't know what it's like to be a man. Like maybe they're all so consumed in this sitting around in a circle jerk, you know, crying with one another. That's a live view of the white dudes for Kamala shot. That's what they all did afterwards. It's working. It's working, you guys. But you can just imagine, you know, a couple of dudes sitting around a campfire after a long hike or something, and just naturally drink some beers, maybe smoke a joint, start having some heart-to-heart, start really getting... And then, like, one of the dudes sitting, you got the green gaffer over there, going, isn't it so great we can all sit around and talk about our feelings? And all the other men would just go, ugh, oh, well now you ruined it. Now that's not what you're supposed to do. You just do it. You just be a man. You just treat it like manly. What is this? They're just like, yeah, I just think it's so great that we can sit around and really talk about our feelings, that we're comfortable doing that. It's like, well, we were until you made it gay. Now I don't feel now I feel like you're taking this weirdly. Like, that's not how men get in touch with their feelings. Men get in touch with their feelings through a long and arduous process of being stuck together for extended periods of time, and it eventually comes naturally. You don't sit there and go, let's all go around the circle and say one thing we would like to change about ourselves. Like, that's not how it works. It's not how it works. You start off talking about fishing, and you talk about a fish that you wish you almost had, but then you missed it, and it was the time you were fishing with your dad, you know, your dad who sort of fell out of touch with a few years ago. It sort of comes naturally. You start talking about this stuff, and it's all very just natural. This is unnatural. What we're experiencing here with the white dudes for Kamala is deeply unnatural. And again, you can tell by their body language. Let's go to the dude. You know, the dude, Jeff Bridges. Another, right, just like all these classic movies he's in. And they're all kind of a little bit tainted now, realizing he's just a nervous, pathetic mess. Let's go to Jeff Bridges, but keep the audio off for a second. Let's keep the audio down. Let's go to the Jeff Bridges video here. And you tell me what this body language says to you. Does this look like a guy who's like comfortable with what's happening? Or is he like, he's got the laptop on his lap. It's like going up and down. He's like putting his fingers together. He's like pretending to laugh, but he's like thinking really hard. He's like really trying to calculate what he's going to say next. It's all just very like frenetic and like, but definitely. So we can go back to the beginning and listen to what he said. But all of these guys, the Joseph Gordon-Levitt one as well, was another one I saw where they're all just like twitchy, and it's like a hostage video. It's like all these guys are in hostage video because they know that what they're not comfortable doing, what they're doing. And I don't want to just, you know, associate the actor with the character that he plays. But there's always this vibe with Jeff Bridges that, like, he kind of was the dude from Big Lebowski. Just kind of like, whatever, man, let's just chill. Like, I'm Jeff Bridges, bro. I was in Tron. You know, it's just like this kind of attitude. Then you see him here, and it's like, oh, no, you're like a scared boomer. You're like a frightened old man that is just desperate for the approval of your communist agent who signed you up for this. So here's Jeff Bridges with the Cucks for Kamala event yesterday.
I can't hear myself, but that's okay.
We can hear you.
Oh yeah. Okay, great. Okay, good. So great to be here, Ross. I got to laugh because I accepted the invitation. You know, I was brought to the party, not so much as being white, and I certainly am, but because I'm a dude.
You don't apologize for being white.
A friend sent me this email today with your hat on there, and I said, oh, I got to have one of those. I qualify, man. I'm white, I'm a dude, and I'm for Harris. So wonderful to be here. And I dug what you said, Maurice. That's... Really, terrific.
Oh, wow, so compelling.
You're a black man here with us white guys. I had no idea.
Right, the boomer self-flagellation game continues on the other side. It's pathetic, very sad.
And if you can just stitch into that somehow, Alex, the ongoing accusation that not only you might be controlled opposition or I'm controlled opposition, that even a figure like Elon Musk, due to his various billion-dollar contracts through SpaceX or Tesla or whatever it is, can't truly be the renegade that many of us believe him to be.
He's devastating them every day with hundreds of millions of views, with transgenderism and open borders and world government and carbon taxes and depopulation and replacement migration. And they're, I mean, you can't argue with energy to energy. It's a mathematical equation. He's literally devastating them. And I'm supposed to sit back and go, I'm a Pharisee to Christ. You know what? You're not perfect. You're going to hell. I'm literally supposed to sit back and watch devastation of the enemy. like they are shitting their pants and go, I could have done it better. Great. Get on the field. Show us what you'll do. Stop bitching. Show me what you can do instead of claiming everything is controlled. You say I'm with the devil? No. Those of you saying there's no hope, those of you saying Christ isn't real, those of you saying God didn't call us to victory, those of you saying that we've given a spirit of overcoming and victory, not of weakness, when the enemy comes like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord lifts up a standard against it. You are the Satanist. I love Jesus Christ. I want human victory throughout the stars. And any of you saying that I serve Satan or servants of Satan, and I rebuke you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Survival Shield X3 is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, there are several reasons why you should be considering this product. Frankly, not even considering it, just getting it at InfoWarsStore.com. First of all, we know that nascent iodine supports thyroid health. Now, our thyroid is responsible for several things associated with our health, namely detoxifying, purifying the body, and eliminating the chemicals that we're exposed to, whether they're chemicals in our air, or chemicals in our water, or chemicals in our food. Nascent iodine is key in giving our body and our thyroid the strength and power that it needs to detoxify these terrible chemicals from the way that we are exposed to them in the environment. Now, not only is this nascent iodine incredible for our thyroids, but X3 is specifically designed to be as effective as possible because Survival Shield X3 includes three different types of iodine for one specific reason, to ensure bioavailability. We know that different people have different genes. Some genes are more prone to being able to absorb nascent iodine than others. So we've included three different types of nascent iodine in Survival Shield X3 to ensure that your body is able to absorb and integrate at least one of them into your functioning so that you can be as efficient and healthy as possible. Now, it's not only important to buy Survival Shield X3 because it does things like support thyroid health or because it does things like support detoxification or the enhanced bioavailability, but also because by getting this product, Survival Shield X3 from InfoWarsStore.com, you are supporting InfoWars itself. We know that this is a critical time for our country. We know that we have one of the most important elections, if not the most important election of all time, coming up this November. And so by getting Survival Shield X3 from InfoWarsStore.com, not only are you supporting your health and your body's ability to detoxify itself and power its thyroid system, but you are supporting InfoWars and keeping InfoWars on the air. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, get Survival Shield X3, support your thyroid health, detoxify your body, keep InfoWars on the air, and frankly, save humanity.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
We're going to do it. Call's already going out. Dan Lyman's on board. White Dudes for Trump. We're doing a White Dudes for Trump Zoom call. We got all the white dude Trump supporters together. We'll probably just end up, I don't know, having a good time and talking about stuff that's not even politics. I wouldn't be surprised. There's something weird going on here. There's something very bizarre happening. Thank you. There's obviously, it's weird. It's just weird. It's just weird on the face of it. Everything about this is odd, strange. Is frankly weird. We'll talk about the word weird and how it's being implemented these days. But I think part of this is that the Democrats know they've got the minority vote on lock, right? They're running a not white woman. She's going to get the votes. You all have seen some of the polls. I think it was out of Minneapolis, if I'm not mistaken, where it was like before Kamala Harris was entered, it was like, wow, Trump's really making inroads with the black community. And then it was like, well, instead of Joe Biden, what if it was Kamala Harris? And it's 0% black men say they'd vote for Trump, or women, black people said they'd vote for Trump, 100% saying they'd vote for Kamala. It's a tribalism thing for them. And you look at the rates for which Obama was voted. They don't need to try anymore. They just know, like, we've pandered to them. We've gotten a non-white woman, and, you know, to call her black is a little bit dishonest, right? She's descended from Jamaican slave owners and an Indian woman, but she's black now, apparently, because they can just do that. Part of me wants to be like, I'm not, you know, making fun of black Americans here, but I kind of am. It shouldn't be that easy to trick you. You should have more respect for yourself. Like, it seems very disrespectful to me that they're just like, well, we got a black woman, so we don't need to pander to the blacks anymore. We got to pander to the whites now. We got to get the white people on board. We have to culturally shame white people into doing this. Like, the question is, why are they doing these Zoom calls that are white men or white women for Kamala Harris? Because there's a white woman one too, and we'll show you clips from that whether you like it or not. Whether you like it or not, we're going to take a look at the white women voting for Kamala Harris. It's not going to be comfortable. I never said this. I never said you'd enjoy this. We're going to look at them. So they're going after the white people. They've decided that that they really need to target the whites, which is amazing. Period. I mean, it's just amazing. It's just hilarious.
You know what's really hilarious is the fact that the middle class is declining, yet, you know, both parties are struggling, you know, to get middle class voters to vote for them. You know, you take a look at, like, a lot of, like, what the pollsters talk about, you know, polling with white women in the suburbs, right? Like, mm-hmm. That demographic is coveted, right? There are a lot of middle-aged white women in the suburbs.
Tell me
that actually go out and vote. You know, the other thing outside of, you know, the vote harvesting, these people are, you know, somewhat politically engaged. They will turn out somewhat reliably, you know.
Well, what else do they have to do? Tennis isn't until 4, so they'll vote in the morning. I don't even know what, like, I just want to make fun of this. I would like to.
No, weirdness abounds.
Yeah.
Weirdness abounds.
Look, I would like to, like, you know, dissect this, talk about the, you know, political, you know, treat it seriously, but this isn't serious. At the same time, it has these, like, pervasive underlying psychological levers being pulled that are all horrible and pathetic. Yesterday, I tweeted out a tweet that was just, it was just like, literally just be a badass. Just, like, to everybody out there, you can do it. It's not hard. Just don't be a pansy. Don't be weak. It's not difficult. And I actually tweeted that out when I saw a headline, and it's somewhere here in my stack. We have a lot of news to get to, but in the UK, they have a fighter group of fighter jets that's nicknamed the Crusaders. It's like a team of fighter jets. It's like, we're the Crusaders, right? Harkening back to this, like, the epic history of their country, their lineage, the fact that the blood of knights flows in their veins. And the Muslims in the country got offended by that and said, will you change it? And they said, oh, yes, we're so sorry. Please let it. How dare we ever reference a historical event where your people didn't do well and ours did? How dare we remind ourselves of this? And it's just, it's like sickening. It's like, just how pathetic. Just stop being weak. Like, how is this a difficult thing to do? We're like an awesome nation. We have, like, this badass fighter carrier group. We're going to call it the Crusaders because we're, like, on a mission from God, and we're going to strike fear into the heart of our enemies. And some guy comes up and is like, but historically, my people were the ones that the Crusaders fought, and this makes me uncomfortable. The only response that should come from the UK Army should just be like, get over it. so what? Screw, yeah, we won back then. We'll win again next time. Like, where's the pride? Where is the honor? Where is the masculinity? And not just in America, but anywhere in the Western world. To just not take crap from anybody. Least of all, this, like, preschool teacher style of talking. I've rambled too much because we got to go to some of these videos, but there's just something at work here that is, like, should be deeply, deeply off-putting to anybody with just an ounce of pride. And the thing is, you know, also too, yeah, RFA Crusaders drop nickname after complaints it's offensive to Muslims. Oh my gosh. We didn't realize. Please let us bury our history. Let us forget our glorious past because it makes you sad that you are on the receiving end of it. Pathetic. It would be pathetic if anybody would do it. Thing is, it's only white people doing this. Only white people would ever do this to themselves. It's to themselves. It's being done to themselves. Someone comes up and goes, I'm offended by that. Again, your only response should just be like, okay, why would I care? I'm offended that you're daring to ask me this question. I'm offended that you would think for a second that I would care about your feelings in this regard. How dare you? I swear. I feel blessed that I went to a public school in inner city Houston. I feel blessed that I was never raised like these Hollywood weirdos in these little white enclave bubbles where there is this kind of inverted white supremacy where they're just like, oh, the poor minorities on the outside, we can't be too proud of ourselves. It'll make them feel bad. It's like, if you've ever spent time around black or Hispanic people, if you were to be like, oh, your Mexican flag offends me because of the Alamo, do you think they would care for a single second? Like, they're, at least there's still some machismo in these cultures. And they would laugh in your face if you told them, actually, your masculinity makes me uncomfortable. Will you tone it down? They'd be like, no, it's because like, they would just laugh in your face. And we should laugh in their face. That's how you should be. Anyway, we'll get back to white dudes for Harris, but we're just going to make fun of it. We're just going to make fun of it and laugh at it because these people are pathetic and deserve to be shamed.
This is a real attempt to turn America and the world around. This is a real attempt to stop World War III. This is a real attempt to save civilization for our children because there's not just evil in the world, there's good as well. And so you've got to decide that that's happening and join it and promote it and support Trump and support us and spread the word because that's what they fear is when you get a mission and you get committed and you take action. So tell everybody about the links at Real Alex Jones. Share the articles, share the videos, follow us at Real Alex Jones and support us at drjonesnaturals.com with the great products. Support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Get things you need. It takes money to win a war. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. A big sale going on right now. Everybody needs Nitric Boost. It cleans out your blood and flushes all this crap out. Everybody needs the Nano Silver toothpaste and products at drjonesnaturals.com. This is a war!
All right, folks, BrainForce Ultra is back in stock. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. Before I started working here at InfoWars, I didn't believe that supplements really worked. I thought these were just products that people consumed for peace of mind and that our body would flush them out. But one of the first products I ever took was BrainForce Plus, which is the capsule version of BrainForce Ultra. And this is actually more powerful than BrainForce Plus. But the first time I ever took BrainForce Plus, I noticed within 20 minutes that I had a change in my state of mind. And ever since then, I believed in our products and I believed in supplementation as an important important part of health. So BrainForce Ultra is particularly special because it's a more potent and convenient form than BrainForce Plus. Now, it's not only going to help you with enhanced cognitive function, focus, but it also is going to help you with increased energy levels. We know that the formula includes yerba mate leaf and green tea leaves, both of which contain natural caffeine and polyphenols. These components provide a sustained energy boost without the crash. Ashwagandha root and ginkgo leaf are included for their adaptogenic and antioxidant properties. Not only will this product help enhance mental clarity and focus, enhance energy levels, but it will do so in a way that reduces stress, so you don't feel the anxiety associated with too much caffeine, energy drinks, perhaps like an Adderall or a nicotine. These are all great reasons to buy BrainForce Ultra from InfoWarsStore.com. But perhaps the best reason to get this product, BrainForce Ultra, from InfoWarsStore.com is because by buying products from InfoWarsStore.com, you keep InfoWars on the air. Now, we know that freedom of speech is under attack. We know that there's a war on for your mind, that the globalists and transhumanists and the New World Order are trying to conglomerate all political power so they can subjugate humanity for the indefinite future. But we're not going to let that happen because we're going to do things like go to InfoWarsStore.com. We're going to get BrainForce Ultra. We're going to fight and win the war that is on for our minds, all while keeping InfoWars on the air. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com right now, get BrainForce Ultra, and be the reason we are still on the air.
You know, working at InfoWars, you hear a lot of negative things about your place of work. One of the things they like to say about our supplements is we're snake oil salesmen. Well, folks, it ain't snake oil. It's fish oil, and it's incredibly good for you. Ultimate Fish Oil is now on sale, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. If you only take one supplement, it's likely that's fish oil. It's probably the most popular supplement on Earth at this point for very good reason. People realize how good it is for them, and this is the best stuff on the market. Studies suggest that fish oils and fish oil supplements can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and prevent cognitive decline. So whether you're a first-time fish oil shopper or whether you're somebody who has taken fish oil for a while and is looking for the best quality available, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to sell out fast because that's what happens when you have fantastic products. Help us fight the global agenda and also improve your health with fish oil. InfoWarsStore.com. Gonna get some of these videos. In fact, I'm gonna get to one of the videos I just played. We're gonna replay Sam Gamgee's The Green Gaffer. Because we're gonna listen to what he says. And for one thing, there's this weird, anyway, it's all just very soft, it's all very feminine, it's all very self-flagellating. It's just like the, you know, punishing themselves for being white. And every time they're like, a bunch of white dudes, you know, everybody's white. I'm sorry. Sorry, everybody's white. Sorry. You cucks, you absolute cucks. I'm offended. I'm offended at the weakness. I really am. I know other people are too. That's the thing. If you actually are friends with or talk to in an honest way, people that are not white, they like, my experience is they all think this is pathetic too. I'd post go semi-viral talking to my Mexican neighbor, where he's like, man, what's up with white people, man? Y'all need to get it together. It's like, yeah, I know. It sucks. It sucks being associated, having to share a race with these just worms, these just absolute human worms. So let's listen to what Sean Astin, cuck for Kamala, has to say. Let's go back to that video.
He was always coming back to be with his men's group.
My men's group.
I think they had more than white men in that group. So.
I think that's supposed to be a joke.
The idea that men can gather to talk about how we feel. Interesting, powerful concept, and to include
a womanly concept.
We said in our invitation,
Everyone is welcome.
Everyone's welcome.
That's a really interesting phrase. Oh. Everyone is welcome.
I think about that. These guys think
you might
deep.
Hear it in other places. I'm pretty sure you can feel that it's true here.
Yeah. No, it's easy to be welcoming when nobody wants to be around you.
And this particular candidate.
No, we're so welcoming. It's like, that's fine. We don't want to hang out with you, though. No, nobody wants to actually be with you. So, yeah, of course you're welcoming. Yeah. An empty store will take any customer, right? Are they, though? Are they welcoming, though? Do they even believe this lie? Ironically, interestingly, coincidentally, I guess you could say, a video was published yesterday, clip number 10, where a YouTuber, TikToker, video maker, whoever this guy is, but put this to the test. And we've seen videos like this from all the way back in 2016. This is a more recent one. He decided to go to a Trump rally with a Biden shirt on and a Biden rally with a Trump shirt on. Who do you think was more welcoming? Who do you think was more open and accepting? You know, it's like the French Olympic ceremony where they're like, we just want everybody to feel included. And they're just like openly blaspheming, just insulting Christians to their face, right? Oh, no, we want all of the men in dresses with their genitals hanging out to feel welcome. That's when we say everyone, that's who we mean. They don't want you to feel welcome. They don't want white guys, Christians.
By everyone, they mean 0.005% of the population. Yeah.
They mean themselves is what they mean. They mean everybody's welcome as long as you conform to us. So let's go to clip number 10 here. Sean Astin said, everybody says everybody's welcome, but we really are welcome. The Democrats, we're the welcoming side. Let's see the welcome that this Trump supporter gets at a Biden rally versus a Biden supporter at a Trump rally.
Watch as this guy goes to a Biden protest in a Trump shirt and a Trump event in a Biden shirt. You can clearly see the difference between Trump and Biden supporters.
I'm right into the Biden protest with a Trump shirt.
Get your ass across the street.
What the f*** is everyone so hostile?
Go over there with your people.
You guys are my people.
No, you're not.
You're Trump supporter.
No. Biden says children, not Trump. No, no, stop. Don't snitch. Stop. I'm blending in. No. Why is everyone so angry?
I'm just walking. You're fucking dumb or stupid.
I'm just walking the sidewalk. You see how much hate it is over here? It's a public sidewalk. I feel like I'm gonna get jumped out. Oh,
throwing things on him.
When you poured water on me, did it make you feel happy?
Yeah.
I have to change shirts. Can I hide behind you?
Okay. Oh.
Okay. I was feeling crazy today. Hey, come on. It's just so much more respect over here. I'm here for my favorite president, Biden 2024. I want to sniff children.
And again, I mean, there are videos. I remember videos from back in 20. I think it was Millennial Millie, right? Found a guy that was like, Trump supporters, if I went over there, they'd attack me. And she's like, come on over. And so I just like, welcome. Welcome to the good side. Like, we love to have you. And you go to the Biden supporters, and it's literally just a wall of shrieking faces. Just like, blah, 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 blah. And this is how they all are. Like, what? How do people not see this? It's Kamala Harris. It's Biden. We talk about it all the time. Where it's Biden just like, hey, man, I'm American for everybody. I'm for everybody. I love everyone. Someone's like, but did your son really die in Iraq? And he's like, here's a little son of a bitch. I'm going to cut your freaking throat. It's just like, whoa. It's like the veneer is so thin. This veneer of happy and welcoming and everybody's welcome. Just be yourself. And it's like, well, I support Trump. And they're just like, you get out of here, you asshole. I'm going to kill you. I mean, it's just, it's visceral. The hatred is there. And they all know it. And they all experience this. So again, just... Not only is it pathetic, not only is it weak and sad and miserable and nervous and weak, but it's all lies, too, on top of all of it. It's not even true. It'd be one thing if at least it was true. One thing if at least if you're going to be a queer little crybaby. Well, yeah, I played those two clips. Let's go back to this nervous wreck of the dude. What's his name? Jeff Bridges. Let's go back to clip number 5 here, or just, again, the body language. Just watch the nervousness, the twitching, the discomfort. Can you imagine putting yourself in this? Can you imagine doing something that made you feel so uncomfortable. Let's watch.
I can't hear myself, but that's okay.
We can hear you.
Oh, yeah. Okay, great. Okay, good. So great to be here, Ross. I got to laugh because I accepted the invitation. You know, I was brought to the party, not so much as being white, and I certainly am, but
sorry about that, dude.
You know, so a friend sent me this email today with your hat on there, and I said, "Oh, I gotta have one of those. I qualify, man. I'm white. I'm a dude, and I'm for Harris." So wonderful to be here, and I dug what you said, Maurice. That's really terrific. The fact that you're here, you're a black man here with us white guys.
You're so brave.
I had no idea that this whole thing that we're up to was based on what, black women for Harris, right? And so it kind of morphed into white men, white dudes for Harris. And
not white men.
I'm excited, man. I think, you know, the fact that Joe passed the baton so beautifully. Kamala is just so certainly our girl. You know, I can see her being president. I'm so excited. A woman president, man. How exciting.
He seems so excited, doesn't he? Yeah, Kamala Harris.
Anything but Biden?
No, look, it's all very symbolic. Biden's the white dude, and, you know, surrendering to the black woman is the most heroic thing you can do as a white man. You're not supposed to be strong, and you're not supposed to endure. You're not supposed to be powerful. The best thing for white men to do, according to these stoned-out boomers, is to willfully pass the baton to the black woman who's replacing you. It's virtue. That's what virtue is, in fact. Now, it's easy for these guys to say in their $10 million mansions with their smudged camera lenses. They're not the people actually being targeted for their race, because they've proven they are cuckolds. They are bootlickers. They are willing to debase and humiliate and weaken themselves for a pat on the head from people who hate them. I hate them, though. But I hate them because I'd rather they not be pathetic losers, and that's because I actually love them. I hate seeing people this pathetic. It's pathetic, pathetic, pathetic. I do want to tell you about InfoWars MD. Discover the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulas cater to diverse needs. We have ageless vitality collagen, superfood greens, mushroom max, turmeric 95, better mood plus, libido RX, CBD, full spectrum 10 and 25 milligram gummies, as well as so much more. The premium InfoWars Lifeline. It's InfoWars MD, and it's available now at 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. I suggest the collagen, and just search it yourself. I'm not going to make any medical claims here, but search the importance of collagen in the aging process and see why taking collagen as a supplement can be perhaps the most powerful thing you do to reverse the signs of aging.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammatory inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your ultimate fish oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.